This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It sounds from time to time like I'm a little unfocused. It isn't in my brain, it's my eyes. I had a pair of contacts installed on Friday to, I'm going to have an operation that will remove cataracts from my eyes and replace them with lenses that will not require me to wear glasses anymore, other than to read up close. I just put on a pair of cheaters that I bought yesterday to give me a focus, but it's the weirdest feeling. Those of you who have had this done, had cataracts or had some sort of an operation on your eyes, I never wanted to use contacts because I couldn't imagine my index finger sticking something into my eye. I just never, and then getting it out, it just wasn't.
Well, you asked me this weekend for some advice, didn't you?
Yes.
You said, how do I get this out of my eye?
Yeah, right. And you told me to turn to the left and turn to the right and do the hokey pokey,
no,
and that's what it's all about.
No, you just move the lens over to the
corner. But how do you move the lens?
Pluck it out.
You have to stick your finger in your eye.
Yeah.
I have to think about that. Yeah, right. Thank you. Yeah. Make sure you don't stick anything. So I have a little lubrication because when you wake up, you can't really focus for a little while. But it's I tell you the story because a lot of people have gone through this. And so I had this test. The contacts will put in, and I'm going to leave them in for about a week so that I can get used to what happens. And one of the greatest things that happened was me being able to see. I have not said much about this to anybody, but I, driving at night, have not had a good time. The last couple of years, everything is, even if I wear the corrective glasses I'm supposed to wear at night, I'm not seeing well. I can't see the line in the road, the halos around the lights, and it, because I enjoy driving, I don't want to be on guard, if you will. I don't want, you need to be aware and defensive, but not always on guard. You know what I mean? It's an uncomfortable feeling. And so for that reason, I'm going to have these lenses put in probably next week, and we'll see. But I was very comfortable. I was in awe, actually, as I said to you, because I just had them put in on Friday afternoon when I saw you on Saturday morning. It was a new feeling. And I don't know what it does for my eye. It just feels different. Everything kind of just feels different. I encourage you, if you can get it done, to do that. But it's something that doesn't come along until later in life. Speaking of that, late in life, NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, is beginning test runs this week. There's a new space launch system that has been developed. This rocket will be used to return us to the moon, and it's going to have its first mission, actually, I think the earlier part of June. And they're rolling it out. You know how they have that huge, big, it's like a caterpillar platform. And I remember standing next to it. This thing is so huge, and it brings all of the satellites. They put them together in the big, if you haven't gone to Kennedy Space Center, do yourself a favor. Instead of all of the attention to Disney, I know, Jay, that's anathema to you, but when Matt gets old enough, go over to the Space Center and spend a day or two there. It is worth every single second. It's so exciting to see what's going on. And one of the things, moving these big rockets out, they put them on the platform and they move them out of the assembly building and out to the launch pad. It takes sometimes a week to do that. It really is amazing. When you think of what we've been able to do as human beings in developing all of this stuff. This in the face of the Russians basically saying that we're not going to take you anymore to the space station, because you were stupid enough to stop your shuttle program, which is what it was, the height of stupidity. I know I go on all the time about this, but it really was. It's in the interest of how people get excited about their country and their government, there has never, ever, ever been anything that was so unifying in the history of our country than the launch of the Apollo to the moon in July. It was in 1968, I think, 68, 69. Never. And from that point to this.
I think all launches. Yeah, that was one thing that everybody could get behind.
Yeah.
It was not divisive.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was something that little kids would go, gosh, I want to be an astronaut. Someday.
Yeah.
I don't hear that anymore. Not really very much. It's not common.
Nope.
I don't know. I mean, I can remember in my youth, and even with the Challenger and stuff, being a young kid watching the disaster that was the Challenger, it brought people together, and then the next and subsequent launches, it's
all politics. It really is. It's disgusting. All right, speaking of politics, a couple of things have come to mind. Jay and I were talking, this is a way to bring you up to date on the new Google, the fact that you can't use the Barnes & Noble Android app when you go in to buy things in the store. You have to use Google Play, and if you don't use it, you can't buy or use any of this stuff on the Google, it's the same as Amazon and Apple and Google, and then Zuckerberg. All of them have way too much power, way too much influence. And if you don't believe that, the latest statistics, the study, if you will, that's been done on how much money has been given to fund public elections. This is a focus on Citizens United and guys like Zuckerberg, who donated $350 million in 2020, and he's on course to do the same thing for this year, 2022, and for 2024, and as long as we let him get away with it. And what they do, they hide what they're doing under the guise of helping people get registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that the money that's spent is spent in states that will vote to get people registered that are Democrats, because that's Zuckerberg's preference. So instead of it being fair and even Steven, and this I think this needs to apply. I mean, I say this because I still have we have a Facebook account for the DJV show, and I have a personal one, and I use it for putting up pictures of my children and grandchildren and things that are going on the farm, that sort of thing. But I don't use it to make a statement politically, because I don't think that's the place for it. But this is an example of private wealth being used to influence public outcomes. And if you look at the states where the money was spent to register voters, Texas, for example, they spent $54 million in Democratic counties and $2 million in Republican counties. Is there anything that's more demonstrative than that? In Nevada.
But you take somebody looking it up. That's the thing. And
right.
Most people go, oh, well, it's nonpartisan. Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So they spent 10 times as much money in 2020 to register Democrats in Democratic counties than they did spending money in counties that mostly are predominantly Republican. So I don't say that because I give a damn about either party, because I don't. I think the parties are anathema and have ruined or going a long way to ruining our country. But here's this scumbucket Zuckerberg, he and his wife donating all this money, hundreds of millions of dollars, to supposedly get out the vote. And what they're really, they're getting out the vote, but they're making sure the people that are getting registered that they support were people that followed their own political persuasion. And I think that that's something that folks should know, frankly, and that's why I told you this. So I told you the story. Here it is. Now, here's another story. You ready? Who is the highest paid employee of the federal government? Anybody want to take
Dr.
a guess?
Fauci.
How'd you know?
I know. It's been well reported.
Okay. So Fauci last year earned $434,312. That's more than the president makes. You realize that? The president makes $400,000 a year. Fauci earned $434,312. That's his salary.
And that's just the money you know about.
Yeah, right, exactly. He had a book deal that he made money on, that sort of thing. He makes speaking engagements, he gets paid for that. His wife works for the federal government doing something. I don't know what she does, but at any rate, they have, I don't begrudge them making, at that point, he's 80 years old, so he's got a $10 million nest egg. Good for him. Nothing wrong with that. I think that we all need, when you get to be that age, I wish I had that kind of dough laying around that I could depend on. I'm not that age, but I think that we all want to have at least enough for us to be able to live after we retire the way we lived when we were working. And he certainly can do that. But I think that the federal government or any government job, the assumption is that you don't get paid as much as you might in the private sector. Now, that leads to two or three different things. It can lead to people stealing, people cheating, people if you don't have enough, make enough money. You know, like men, the story of this new movie that's out this week with Chris Pine, great cast, by the way. Kiefer Sutherland is the bad guy. And Aaron Paul, who always puts in a really good performance in a new movie called The Contractor. It's a pretty starchy story. But at any rate, it is the story of somebody that was in the service. They got booted out. The way the people, and I say this over and over and over and over and over again, the way veterans are treated is a national disaster. And so anyway, I look at Fauci, who's not being underpaid by any stretch of the imagination, and I guess I just wonder sometimes how someone like this can get to that point. You know, with police, you hear these stories all the time about police making $200,000 a year when their base salary is $68,000. Well, they do it all with overtime, and that they get themselves into these positions where, you know, they do a lot of details. You can't do that when you're in the Army, I don't think. When you're just a sergeant in the Army, you know, you get paid for being a sergeant in the Army. And if you can make money elsewhere, and that's what sends people, you know, because the private side of the military is very lucrative, because these guys that set up these companies are oftentimes very corrupt. That's sort of the subplot here to this movie that's out. But you've seen that, you know, you see it all the time in movies, TV shows, that sort of thing, because it's true. And then people say, well, you shouldn't expect to get paid if you're working for the government. Well, you got to make enough money to live, and you've got to be able to take care of yourself once you get out. Anyway, so I just think the reason I bring it up is because it's kind of a cockeyed focus on values. And that's why I think, well, for a lot of reasons, Fauci is not my cup of tea, frankly. 18 after the hour, you're listening to the DJV program.
We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
DJV download every day. You can catch up with what America is talking about. One of the more recent downloads has a focus on wives not being property. Huh. Okay, where that came from. All right. Check out the DJV show. the download. DJVshow.com.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? It's 23 half the hour now on the DJV program. Trending items from social media. The expertise of one Jay Kirshner. We were just talking about Estelle Harris, who was on Seinfeld for a long time, died over the weekend at the age of 93. She was also in a lot of commercials, that sort of thing. As soon as you, if you look up her, you will recognize her. She's again one of those hundreds and hundreds of actresses that, you know, she was his mother, short little lady, but very recognizable. Anyway, so she's passed.
And her voice, especially recognizable. Yeah. She did a lot of voiceover work. She was Mrs. Potato Head in all of the Toy Story films.
I mean, does anybody appreciate Mr. Potato Head anymore? I always thought that was fascinating.
They still sell him.
I know they do, yeah. I was thinking of getting him for Miles, see what he did with him. Meanwhile, speaking of actors, et cetera, Jim Carrey says, I'm done, finished, finito. He's going to retire. How long has he been? I remember there's a great story about Jim Carrey, Jay, that floats around about how he got started. He came to Hollywood with $10 in his pocket. And he was determined to be an actor. He went on stage. He did everything he could. Kind of the same story as Steve Harvey, in a manner of speaking. Came to Hollywood, had no money, lived in his car, that sort of stuff. And then after he did his first successful movie and he had $10 million in the bank, he had like a, an epiphany. So now, how old is he? He can't be, what, more than, is he 60 yet? How old is he?
He was born in 1962. What's the math on that?
Yeah, it's 60, right there, right on the schnoz. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. I think he's just gotten weird in his older age.
Well, he's
a
weird guy anyway, yeah.
Well, I guess comedians always have that, right, that reputation.
Yes, you can't be well-adjusted and funny at the same time.
Sounds like a,
well, no, he does,
a good radio talk personality. How can you be well-adjusted and do this stuff?
No, but Jim Carrey says that he's fairly serious. He's probably retiring. He just feels like it's enough. He has enough. He's done enough. He feels like he is enough. He doesn't really feel like he needs to keep doing anything. And he says probably and fairly serious in all of this because there is the opportunity of maybe something that's just so amazing that he a script finds its way to him and he's like, okay, I don't want to walk away from this one. Mm-hmm. Dolly Parton has mentioned wanting to possibly work with him on something in the future. And he's like, well, if Dolly wants to talk, I'll talk to Dolly. She's like this icon and living legend. But for the most part, he is pretty much done. He is promoting Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which hits theaters later this week. And
I mean, once you've done the last one, you got to just go out on top, right? I mean, Sonic is getting better.
Next?
I saw the trailers to that last night when I went to the movies, and I can't imagine why anybody would want to go see that.
I saw the first one. It was very bizarre. It's a lot. It's all right.
Especially with young children. All right, so Carrie's going to hit the road. I thought it was interesting that Mel Gibson has been out on the trot promoting his new film, Father Stew. Apparently, there was a conversation over situation with Will Smith and the Academy last week. And instead of answering it, his PR person pulled him out of the interview. So I wonder, they're afraid what he was going to say? Because he's not very predictable, huh? I mean,
Seems like it.
Yeah. I mean, he's known as one of Hollywood's most pronounced racists, so it'd be interesting to see. Well, anyway, he didn't take the opportunity to take...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's war crimes in Ukraine have been discovered in the town of Bucha, about 21 miles from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. As Russian soldiers are accused of rape, executions, and genocide, President Zelensky continues to call on the world for help.
Indeed, this is genocide. The elimination of the whole nation and the people. We are the citizens of Ukraine. We have more than 100 nationalities. This is about the destruction and extermination of all these nationalities.
Russian leaders claim they have done nothing wrong. Sacramento Police Chief Kathy Lester said Sunday that multiple shooters were involved in an early morning violence in which six people were killed and 12 were wounded, right down the street from the California Capitol. One unidentified parent speaks out on the lack of transparency.
SAC PD need to step up to the plate and give us some information.
USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
President Trump last visited Michigan on Election Day 2020. Saturday, he returned to boost select Michigan candidates running for Secretary of State, Attorney General, and the legislature in a nearly two-hour address.
Another key step for a Republican Congress will be to restore free speech in America. You know, they say that in Russia, the people in Russia don't even know they're having a war because they have a rigged press. We have the same rigged press. Maybe not quite as severe, but it'll be there in the not-too-distant future. Both the New York Times and the Washington Post have now finally admitted that Hunter Biden's laptop, the laptop from is real, which I think that was, I came up with that name. Didn't I come up with that name first? I think so. I never get credit for fake news. I never get credit for the laptop from I never get credit for Crooked Hillary. We had so many great names. I won't go into the Republican names because I like them all now.
French winemakers are lighting heat fires to thaw their grapevines to save them from a late frost following a winter warm spell, a temperature swing that is threatening fruit crops in multiple countries. Ice-coated vines stretched across hillsides from Chablis as the Burgundy region woke Monday to temperatures of 23 degrees Fahrenheit. Fruit growers are worried that the frost will likely kill off large number of early buds, which appeared in March as temperatures rose above 68 degrees. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody is back in the fold here. Well, Victoria's out today, but Jay is here. Jennifer is here. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the DJV program, with authenticity being perhaps the word of the day, or the word that I think, as perhaps the leader of the band here, is the most important thing about how we approach things. The authentic way of putting ourselves and put on an act. People know it. I think you hear some of the people on the radio, or you get involved in people that are in your life, and you know the people you want to be friends with are the authentic people. It's valuable, I think. Don't you think? I mean, and you think?
No, I like the fake ones who blow smoke.
Oh, you do? Okay. Right.
Just tell me what I want to hear.
Right. The one.
I don't ask for a lot. Just lie to me. That's all I want.
Absolutely fascinating. The thing that has stuck with me from last week, you know, we do the talk radio countdown show over the weekend. And one of the things that has stuck with me in conversation, personally, I was having this conversation with my children over the weekend about the coin shortage and who uses coins anymore. You know, the laundromats and things. I think that's how we got started, wasn't it? With a story talking about laundromats and you can't, you know, you got to have a coin to use that. Do laundromats take credit cards now? They're like the, when you go, what made me think about this was parking along the streets in California. You can't go anywhere unless you pay to park on the streets. And if you don't have any coins and you don't have a credit card, you're SOL. Just, that's it. You're done. And the Treasury Department says now that a lot of these coins have been hoarded by people, the circulation has been cut anyway because they stopped making as many of them as they did. And so if you rely on coins to do things like your laundry at a laundromat, you're going to have a real problem because there are just not a lot of coins around. But do the laundromats take credit cards? They must take credit cards, right? Like the parking
I have no idea. I know a lot of parking lots are starting to do apps. You can pay on your app.
I don't use apps to pay for anything, but at any rate, I have. And the other thing are the continue page after page after page of things from people who want to be heard when it comes to the slap. And how it is that, why, does that affect people's lives? Or is it just something that seems so outrageous? It doesn't affect my life at all. It's a conversation piece. And
yeah, but I think people like things that collectively bring them together, you know, and this has been seen by now everybody. And if you didn't see it live, you saw it on social media. If you didn't see it on social media, you've seen it on the news. It's just such a thing that people can talk about that everybody has seen. Not everybody keeps up with the news. Not everybody keeps up with current events, but it seems like everybody has seen Will Smith and now everybody wants to comment. I thought it was interesting that one of his castmates on The Fresh Prince came out over the weekend, the girl that played his sister Ashley, came out and said, I've been waiting. I wanted to give myself some time before I made this statement. Like everybody that's ever worked in waiting for her.
Yeah.
I know.
For her.
Like, everybody has been holding their breath.
And I think that's something that goes along with celebrities and the ego. They want to be part of the conversation, but at the same time, it also seems like we condemn, as a public, we condemn people when they don't speak out and choose a side.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, you're darned if you do, darned if you don't.
Doggone it, yes. All right, around the country, the state of Washington, governor there, Governor Inslee, signed a bill to create the first statewide alert system for missing indigenous people. Native American women apparently experience higher rates of violence than other women in our country. Did you know that, ladies? They're murdered at rates 10 times the national average.
Why is that, I wonder?
Well, that's the question. 4 out of 5 Native American women have experienced violence in their lifetime.
Majority 4 out of 5?
Yes. From the National Institute of Justice. And so this alert in Washington State broadcast information. This is kind of like what happens when a child is abducted, right? What do they call that?
The Amber Alert.
Yeah, the Amber Alert. Right. So that's what this is for with regard to indigenous women. There's not a lot of reporting. Well, they don't trust the system. You know, they don't, they've been abused by it ever since, you certainly know I don't, play on the heartstrings of liberalism, but I do think that the way, going back to the era of Columbus, because he was a no good scumbag, and the way he treated the natives when he arrived here, and then subsequently what's been done, maybe it's just people who are different. We all talk about the Uyghurs and China and how they've got rid of the Russians and the way they treat minorities there, especially Jews. And so, you know, what is there? Iranians don't like white Americans. The Chinese don't like anybody but the Chinese. And so there's all of this. Why? And you wonder.
Well, I would wonder. This is not meant to be, like, funny in any way, but also... most people that we would consider, are these people that are living like in cities or are these people who are living on reservation land? Because I would imagine.
I think. she doesn't have that many reservations, so it's got to be people that are living in cities and communities and stuff.
I just wonder what it's like to, because we just don't know, right, as far as law as far as enforcing rules and laws and who gets away with things and what, is there more of a hierarchy structure than there is, you know, in regular cities and towns in maybe the same states that these people are. I'm curious to know if it has something to do with how things are run on this land that really most of us, unless, and this is, again, not being funny, unless we're going to a casino. I mean, that's what people experience, right? You go to property that is belonging to indigenous people. You go into the reservation, you go to a casino, you leave, but you don't really know what it's like to live in and around. I'm just curious if that has something to do with it.
It's hard to say. But, you know, we talk about them as if they were, in some circles, the same as illegal immigrants. Well, it's our land.
I wouldn't think that.
Well,
I would just say, I mean, it's their land specifically, and it's very removed from, you know, it's their own private space. So is law enforcement allowed in? Do they have their own system of law enforcement? You know what I'm saying?
Their own, right. I think they have their own system for the most part. And that's been a far. It's interesting that you bring it up that way, because if you watch Yellowstone, the TV show that has Kevin Costner as the father and interesting cast of characters, there is a whole lot. That's a subplot of the whole thing, of the of people who owned the land originally and how it was taken from them by the white men. Now, I'm not one of those people who believes in, you know, there are a lot of people beating the drum for reparations. I think that our friend Larry Elder has the right perspective on that, in that he says, why should, and other people have parroted these words too, why should someone who never owned slaves pay money to people who never were slaves? And I think that's a pretty appropriate way of looking at it, frankly. It's not my fault, but can I do something about it? Yeah, recognition, conversation, but I don't feel like, you know, people today being paid for what happened to their ancestors by people who, you know, had, their ancestors may have done, all of our ancestors, I suppose, had a hand in this. I didn't, and neither did you.
We had something in California happen that I thought was kind of interesting this, well, it was actually last week, that it's finding the intersection of reality versus what is possible, you know, what's possible with a beautiful idea, right? Reparations, okay, we want to help and uplift people who feel like they've been oppressed, but how realistic is it? And so in California, even though we're a state that never endorsed slavery, slavery has never been legal in California, California has decided that they want to pay reparations. Okay, yeah, so they want to do it, they've got the money to do it, but how do they do it? Is it every black person that gets reparations? Or do you have to have some sort of lineage that you have to prove? And so there was this big debate. They had a commission this week it's been going on for months now, trying to figure out how reparations should be awarded. And what they found out is that it's really not sustainable to send money to every single black person in the state of California. It's just not. No. It's not very possible. And so they had this big commission vote that finally ended up saying, well, if you want the money, you can get the money, but you have to prove your direct line back to slavery. Who's going to really take the time to do that?
If you're going to Ancestry.com or...
Yeah, and how do you prove it? And so I think it's kind of interesting, because what turns into an idea that makes people feel good and we should be doing more and all of this, when it becomes a reality and the rubber meets the road, as they say, how do you actually fulfill it? And even in California,
so here's an example. You know, you've heard me tell the story, both you, Jay, and Victoria, and, well, we've all talked about it, story of my great, great, great grandfather, who was from Portugal, who was thrown in jail in Springfield, Illinois, and sprung from jail by Abraham Lincoln. He was a black man, Portuguese black, and he was abused by the system. So maybe my sisters and I should go to the state of Illinois and say, we want money because you abused our great, 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 great grandfather. I mean, that's the kind of thinking that these people are looking at, right? I'm entitled to money because you screwed over my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. And so then that's the thinking. That's what Jennifer's talking about in California.
They'd look at you as being cute, as a white guy showing up trying to collect on money for racism, basically.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But because in my lineage, I have Portuguese heritage on my mother's side. She was born Portuguese. So that means that apparently I'm entitled to. I wonder how much dough can I get? What am I entitled to? Who decides what I'm entitled to? Another good question under the circumstances. Meanwhile, back to the illegal immigrants, and that's part of the story, the numbers that are coming into the United States and where they're going, that sort of thing. It's almost like nobody's paying even any attention anymore. That was interesting. Over the weekend, one of the fellows that works with me on the farm, who originally came from Jamaica, but now, you know, he has a green card and he's been here for a number of years. But some friends of his called him and asked him about a new government program. I haven't heard about this. Apparently, Biden said last week that there was a need for landscapers and we're going to open up the gates of migration for 35,000, because this is the season. We need 35,000 landscapers. And so let's, you know, a lot of them come from Jamaica, Dominican Republic areas down there. So now they're all trying to figure out how this, and I didn't know, didn't seem real until we all checked into it. And yeah, there is a program that was initiated starting last week that would allow a lot of people to come into this country to work in jobs where there hasn't been, I can't remember a time when there weren't lots of Jamaicans and Brazilians on every landscaping crew that you could find. Most of them don't speak English. They've been here for years. Some of them probably legally, some of them illegally.
I haven't heard about that, but I do know over the weekend that one of the things that that the Biden administration is getting a lot of criticism for is ending Title 42. And Title 42 was put into place during the pandemic, which was going basically a remain in Mexico, stay in Mexico policy until your paperwork is processed, using the pandemic as a reason to do this, and he lifted it. And so all of the millions of people who are already here, they expect that it's going to be just the gates are going to be kind of thrown open if they hadn't already been. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how sustainable it is and how they can explain it away. But
yeah, well, they can. There are people who believe it because of the source, not because it's accurate, Jennifer, as you know. It's 48 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Perhaps even more nerve-wracking than waiting for your child's college acceptance letters is learning how much financial aid they've been awarded. To get an apples-to-apples look, College Ave Student Loans recommends determining the net direct cost of each particular school by subtracting offered scholarships and grants from the cost of attendance. And if there's a financial gap, you might also consider a private student loan or parent loan to cover any remaining costs. Learn more at collegeave.com. That's collegeave.com.
Flu season is still here, and it's important to protect both yourself and your loved ones. While the flu can have severe consequences for anyone, adults who are 65 or older and those with chronic conditions are especially vulnerable. That's why the American Lung Association and the Anthem Foundation offer a comprehensive guide to educate caregivers about the importance of vaccination. To download a free copy of the Caregiver Flu Toolkit, visit lung.org. That's lung.org.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three after the hour, Money Pit time on the Monday DJV program. Time for us to focus on what's going on with you at home from the point of view of an expert when it comes to home repair, remodeling. There's nobody better or smarter than Tom Kreitler, who is here as the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program to help you with your questions. So here's somebody who listens to us named Mary, who found squirrels, 9 at her wood deck. Get out the shotgun.
Those poor, hungry, yet confused squirrels.
I know. Why are they...
nourishment from that deck, huh?
Yeah, what do they get out of eating the deck? Isn't there something in there? Well, what is there that would... that attracts them,
well,
and what would repel them?
Well, there's different types of treatment. Old fresh-treated decks used to have arsenic in it. The new ones have this copper sulfate preservative in it. But if you want to deter the squirrels from... on the deck, two things. First of all, you know, there's the trap and release. You know, set up the Havahart traps, collect the squirrels, take them many miles from your house and let them go. Or one thing that I think works, Doug, pretty well is apple cider vinegar. If
really?
You were to take, yeah, Mary, if you were to buy a gallon of apple cider vinegar, which is really cheap,
I have,
and put it in a pump-up sprayer.
Mm-hmm.
What's it, Doug?
I take it every day. Very good for you.
Is that right?
Seriously, oh yeah, it's great for
you. You drink it?
Comes in a, yeah, you dilute it because it's really pretty strong, but it's very good for your system. Very good for your
organs. Has a squirrel ever tried to chew on you?
No, actually, I've not had that experience.
My point exactly.
Yeah. Takes me. All right, so we're going to use apple cider vinegar.
Spray it down with the apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. I was involved in an auction over the weekend. I bought some sprayers, paint sprayers and sprayers that can be used for, I mean, it's not the same thing. I bought a 1,000-gallon sprayer for spraying. I have I've found a new kind of organic fertilizer that I can spray on the fields.
Yes.
So I'm going to do that with this thing. But you know, it's amazing what the sprayers, you can. It's a great invention. Even for stuff like that, you can paint with them now. You've seen that infomercial with, I'm sure it's a cheap piece of crap made in China. But it's a sprayer, plastic, made out of, whatever. And you can spray the deck with it, spray the house with it. It's, it really looks kind of like an interesting way to put your local painter out of business, if you're any
good at it. Well, I've got Wagner sprayers, and I love them. They work great for
painting projects. I'll have to look for them. All right, so I have something that ties into something that's on the Money Pit podcast that I will share with you. There is a need in my kitchen for me to get rid of the old porcelain sink, which is gross. I did put some marble to replace the wooden chopping block because that was gross. But now the guys came in and said, okay, let's put in a new dishwasher. Let's put in a new sink. And I have a lot of marble around from my friend who ran the bank when they redid it gave me all the marble. I'm trying to find a marble guy who will build the marble countertop. Is that hard to find somebody like that? And is that advisable?
You need somebody who could do marble fabrication. I don't know that, frankly, having the marble slabs from the bank is going to save you all that much. Depends on what their size is and whether they work with your particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
And also keep in mind that marble, like granite and other surfaces, is still somewhat absorbent, even though you can put a hot pot on it. If you spill coffee, tomato sauce, oils, it will soak in, so it needs to be sealed.
Into marble?
Yes. I know not as much as granite, but you definitely have to do some of that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How does it absorb into it? It's like a smooth, hard finish. How does it go in there?
No, I hear you. But, I mean, we get the calls all the time, Doug.
really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right, well, maybe I'm...
Depends on the type of marble, I guess, you know, but it's possibility, so...
All right.
But you need to find a fabricator, you know, that works with that stuff.
Yep, you're right about that. All right, MoneyPit.com newsletter has some focuses, obviously, this time of year, how to maximize on the green living potential that you have all kinds of things around you, trees and shade and stuff, right?
Yeah, we've got a guide to green remodeling, and we're talking this week about the earth-friendly decor, you know, for green living, things that you can do and use in and around your home to improve it. How do you know, for example, that some of the materials that they say are green really are green? So ways that you
can do you know? Give us a how do you know? You look in the label and do you even believe
you
that?
But remember, the green definition is kind of wide ranging. I mean, in some cases, when you buy products and they have green certifications, it might just be because they're not taking long truck routes to get there, so the trucks use less energy, hence that makes the product, you know, more green. So
different definition of what green is these days. Yeah, got it. Okay. So there is, you get all the nuances of what to do to keep your home looking wonderful and not become a money pit by going to moneypit.com, Money Pit Podcast, Money Pit Newsletter. Tom Kreitler here at 59.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.